But the major reason was something which wasn't a thesis, it was a virtual truism, and that is that free movement of capital undermines democracy and essentially dismantles the welfare state, which was very popular, had an enormous amount of support among the public and throughout the world, including the United States. So that couldn't be simply abandoned. In fact, they wanted to strengthen it. The problem is that free flow of capital creates what some international economists call a virtual senate, meaning financial capital can impose the social policies that it chooses on governments, and it can punish those that deviate by capital flight. That naturally restricts democracy. It undermines the possibility for governments, meaning to the extent that they're democratic people, to participate in socioeconomic planning. And it also undermines efforts to use public resources in a way, what's called inefficiently. That means for people, not for investors. So, for example, efforts to stimulate the economy or to create full employment or to use public resources for health or education or for social welfare, for the environment, for improved working conditions, and other irrational purposes can be terminated and punished by simply flight of capital, which even these days rich and powerful states can't withstand. That's the main reason for the insistence in the Bretton Woods system that capital flight be regulated and controlled, and the prohibition on the IMF to assign provide credits to cover capital flight.